Today on 5-Minute Monday, we'll talk about how to create lead magnets for your podcast's email list. Welcome to 5-Minute Monday, where we bring you the best tips and strategies for building your podcast in 5 minutes or less. So if you're new here, consider subscribing. Now, last week on 5-Minute Monday, we talked about why you need to focus on building an email list for your podcast. And just to give you a real quick recap, essentially it all comes down to that it outperforms social media and ends up being less work for you. So if you're trying to get the most bang for your buck with your time, cultivating an email list is going to be more beneficial for you in the long run than trying to blow up on social media. But here's the thing. Most people don't want to just give you their email address, all right? They're not just looking for people to spam them. And so you need to give them a reason. You need to give them a reason to give you their email address. So in this episode, I'm going to teach you how to incentivize your listeners so that they're literally tripping over themselves to give you their email address so you can stay in touch with them and continue to give them value. And the thing that we're going to talk about today is creating a lead magnet. If you think about a magnet, it attracts other metal objects. This lead magnet is going to attract people to your email list. And what you're going to do is you're going to offer them something in exchange for their information. And it needs to be something valuable, something that they want. Right? If you go to a vegetarian and say, hey, join my email list and I'll give you a cheeseburger, they're not going to want that. So let's dive into three different lead magnet ideas that you can customize for your podcast and your podcast audience. The first idea is you could create a behind the scenes video, right? How does an episode of your podcast come together? What is your studio like? What kind of microphones do you use? And just give people, kind of like when you buy a Blu-ray disc and you have all those bonus features, that's what you're offering them. You're offering them the bonus features to your podcast. And it doesn't have to be super polished. You can edit it in QuickTime or iMovie. You don't have to have this full video production team to put this together, but you can offer them this behind-the-scenes video in exchange for their email address. The second idea is to create a guide or a checklist. This is probably the most popular lead magnet type because it's very easy to distribute and it's relatively easy to create. Typically, you save something, either a guide or a checklist, as a PDF that they can download. You can either create like the ultimate master checklist or guide that you can reference in every single one of your episodes. So no matter if somebody's been listening to your podcast for a month or 6 months, chances are they need to hear about your lead magnet. And sometimes you just need to repeat over and over again, hey, here's this awesome thing you can download. The other thing that you can do is tailor the guide or checklist to that particular episode. So when you get done doing a podcast episode, ask yourself, what's the logical next step for my listeners? What is the thing that they need to apply or to move forward with what we just talked about in this podcast episode? And you can create a guide or a checklist based on that. It's a little more time intensive because you're obviously creating more content, but it can be super valuable for your listeners. And then the third kind of lead magnet that you can create is just bonus podcast content. It could be unedited interviews where you leave all of the ums and the mistakes and the gaffes in there, and then also leave in the part after you're done with the formal interview and you're just talking, just catching up with your guest, and then even just put in bonus episodes, things that you don't necessarily want to put into your normal podcast feed, but would be super interesting to your fans, to your listeners. So those are three different kinds of lead magnets that you can create that would be super valuable in the eyes of your listeners, and they'd be more than willing to give you their email address in exchange for those things. But once you create your lead magnet, you're going to want to automate the signup process by creating a landing page or a form on your website. Now, both email softwares that I recommended last week can do this for you, both ConvertKit and MailChimp, so you don't even need a website in order to create a landing page to capture someone's email. And you want to do that because once someone signs up, you can immediately send them their stuff without having to manually email every person. And so as people sign up, they will get automatic emails with the bonus material. But just to sum up, to get someone to give you their email address, you need to offer them something in return. And by creating a high-quality lead magnet, you can start to grow your email list on autopilot. That is it for today. If you're new here, make sure to subscribe to the channel. If you're watching this on YouTube, or subscribe to the 5-Minute Mondays podcast in your favorite app to squeeze even more podcast-related content into your life. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep podcasting.